Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad that you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
God has given me 10 prophetic prayers and declarations to speak over your lives. And I'm going to actually post these 10 prophetic prayers and declarations on the Gateway Life Church Facebook page. And what I'm encouraging every one of you to do is to speak these declarations over your life at the beginning of your day. Because sometimes, you know, people don't know how to pray. They know that they need to pray. They've heard, hey, you got to pray. But they don't really know what to pray. I want to encourage you to pray the prophetic declarations by way of prayer over your life that we're going to read out in just a few moments. But before we do, I want to bring just a little bit of a teaching about prayer, just in case there are some things that you don't know. So when we pray, okay, when we pray, we must pray to our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. Whenever you come before God, you don't say, "Dear God, thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Heavenly Father, God, Holy Spirit." You know, no. We come to God the Father and we pray at the end in Jesus' name. Because to pray in Jesus' name is the only way that God has approved us to approach Him in prayer. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We also read the words of Jesus in John chapter 16, verse 23. He said, "Most truly I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you." We've got to ask in his name, in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Jesus also said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened." First of all, coming to the Father in Jesus' name, asking. And the last thing I want to say before I give out, before I make these declarations, is the giving of thanks. Because Psalm 100 verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving." Thanksgiving is a key to opening up the gates. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. So if you want to be a prayer warrior, guess what? I've got good news. You can be a prayer warrior. You just have to, number one, come into the presence of the Father. Address our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name, ask and give thanks. And so right now, what I'm going to do, and let me just say, like, God has a way of testing our obedience and our loyalty and our faithfulness to Him, right? He gives us many opportunities to do that. And quite often, one of the ways that He does that is by, you know, interrupting your agenda. Because late last night, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me and say to me that I'm going to give you 10 prophetic prayers to declare over my people. And this was like late at night, and I'm thinking, God, really? Like, you know how I treat this kind of stuff. I need to be in the zone, and it needs to be right. I need to articulate what you are saying to me so that I can deliver your heart to people. And so, you know, so spent, you know, large part of the night downloading from heaven and this morning, and let's give thanks to God. I got it. Wow, we will. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. These are for you, okay? These are for you. These are for you all around the world, and for those watching this replay or via 98.5 FM, The Light, which will be broadcast next Sunday. And so 10 prophetic prayers to declare. And again, I want to encourage you to declare these over your own life. Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that you will bless me and bless me greatly indeed to the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. And so I want you to know that these declarations have been inspired by the prayer of Jabez. Okay? Number two, Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that you will enlarge, expand, increase, and multiply my territory and my influence for the salvation of souls, the discipleship of nations, and the extension of your kingdom on earth in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that every mountain that stands between me and the promise of my destiny will be removed in Jesus' name. I want to get a louder amen. Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that every restriction, every ceiling, chain, demonic bondage, hindrance, and limitation will be destroyed through the anointing of the Holy Spirit's unquenchable fire and power in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that the power of all negative and destructive words spoken over my life have come to zero as I now exalt your word above all else in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that your mighty delivering hand of love, grace, compassion, goodness, provision, preservation, and protection is upon me, my family, my church, my community for generations to come in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that you would use me to be a gateway of your kingdom on earth, transforming community and culture for the blessing of others. Let me be an asset and not a liability, the solution and not the problem, a contributor and not a consumer, in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that every spoken curse, every parental and peer curse, every family and generational curse, every religious and demonic curse, every self-imposed curse, and all ungodly covenant alignments of the soul and of the body are now broken in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that my life has turned around this day. I thank you that all things are turning around for good in my life, in my soul, in my body, in my family, in my marriage, in my finances, in my church, community, and destiny. In Jesus' name, give me a big amen. And lastly today, Heavenly Father, I ask and thank you that supernatural Holy Spirit blessings are filling my life to overflowing. I ask and thank you for the gift of faith now to believe that you are at work, that your angels have been dispatched, and that you're making a way for me and the generations to come in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a mighty hand of thanks. I believe it. I believe it with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, and with all my strength. But we've got to keep on believing. Now, again, my encouragement to you is to declare these prophetic prayers over your life. Pray it like you mean it. Pray it with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Get in the zone. Focus. Focus, focus, focus. I just want to say, you know, there's a great passage, and this is just coming to me right now. There's a great passage. I can't think of where it is, but it says, you can't sit at the table of the Lord and at the table of demons. There comes a time when you've got to get up from the table of demons. Push your chair away. I'm talking about connections. I'm talking about alignments. I'm talking about mindsets. I'm talking about the way it was, the way that we get free. You see, Jesus has made a way. He already said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Throw your heart in first, and everything else will follow. I want to get another Be the Church story right now. And we need to get Allison a microphone. And let's welcome Ali to the platform right now. Ali, there's a great number of great things happening in your life.
Yes.
Isn't it true?
Yes.
And I even saw it just a couple of weeks ago, like when you were on this platform worshiping. I was looking at you and you looked different. You were the same person, the same face, yes, but you looked different. There was like a new light about you, okay? And I knew that it had to do with what you've been allowing the Lord to do in your life. And I believe that because of that, something great has happened.
Yes.
Something great has happened. And you were the church throughout the week. Why don't you just share with everyone what happened?
Okay.
I like that, okay. Now, just so that you know, I actually, I've copied and pasted the text message that you sent me.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to bring my phone up and read it
out. I'm a Christian. I'm here to help. Hey? Yeah. So yeah. There it is there. So.
Okay.
So anyway, why don't you tell the story?
Yeah. Okay. So last Saturday, my great-grandmother turned 100.
Isn't that amazing? Good genes.
Yeah.
Good genes.
I hope I have her genes.
You've got them.
Yeah. And for the last 6 months, I've been caring for her every day. She's been quite negative and all the kind of stuff about being old and all that stuff. And she's got dementia really bad. Her memory's like every 5 minutes, she repeats herself and all that sort of stuff. So it's getting quite hard. It was getting quite hard for me. on her birthday, she didn't repeat herself at all. and she was just really happy and joyful and not negative or anything like that. and after the full day of celebrations and stuff, it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when she goes to bed. I was putting her to bed and she was like, oh, Ali, I think you better pray for me because I'm 100 and I'm an old lady.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's always sort of been a bit closed off to what I believe in and all that sort of stuff.
Church. And a part of the message that you put here was you said that she brought it up and said, you know that church that you go to that jumps up and down?
Yeah, that's what she says all the time.
And then you went on to say, I think you better pray for me. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
You know that church that you go to that jumps up and down? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And so you prayed for her. What did you pray about?
I just prayed for healing of her heart and declaring like positiveness in her life, and that even though she's at home all the time and stuff like that, that God uses her in some kind of way, and
her salvation.
Yeah, her salvation. Yeah. So I don't know, like that wasn't my plan, but God was kind of like,
God,
I think you
way.
Better, yeah, just ask her if she wants to give her heart to the Lord, and she said yes. So. Yeah.
Well, we will.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Yeah.
How good is that?
Yeah.
And you wrote here, after I prayed for her, she said,
Darling, I've never felt so much joy in my life.
And?
Yeah. Oh, she laughed with tears of joy, like she was crying and laughing and yeah.
Come on, let's give the Lord just a hand of thanks for that. And then you said to me, at the end of the text message, I'm still in shock and I've been home for hours trying to process what just happened.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah. How'd it feel?
Amazing.
Yeah. It feels amazing to be a part of what God does throughout the earth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's like no high serving the Most High. It sounds a bit cheesy, but it's true. Praise God. Let's give Allison a great big hand. Thank you, Ali. You may be seated. Wonderful. What a great story. You know, Trines and I, we were sitting, you know, just together chatting, and I got the text message, and I'm like, listen to this. And so we're on the phone texting Ali at 100 miles an hour and just really excited, and it's wonderful. I just know there's more coming like that for you, Ali. Okay? I just want to say to each and every one of you that each one of you has a purpose. Wouldn't be here otherwise. Yeah. Our purpose is, you know, is to love and serve God by loving and serving people.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. For more information, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. God bless and have a great day.